Okay. Now again, I'm going to quote verse Chandadeva earlier, chapter. Shetang se so dhanam ni kanglao la so yumi la panzang miyang chishik tar teta ki ta tenshin ches. Okay. Oh, that is the actually, I'm quoting to from enthusiastic chapter, verse 28, actually, from that chapter. saying, Shetang says, so, Dhanamni, and this Shetang is hatred. And the same, is sepa, is attachment, etc. These kind of mental delusions are inner or one's own enemy. Those are the most powerful enemy. Yet, Kangla even they don't have the Kangba is the legs. Or walk, or then hands, etc. All this, what we have, some kind of, all those things, they don't have attachment, etc. They don't have any of those. Kangla laso yumi las. Also, panjang miyang, power, heroic, zangba, intelligent, etc. Even they don't have. They are based under the power of delusion. Panjang miyang. They are not any heroic and then zangba, means the intelligent, or then even not the. But chishik tar teta ki ta tenshin ches. But they are, or the. How, whatever, how can they do it, but they made oneself as like serpent. Teta ki ta, tenshin che. Ta means oneself. Tenshin che, so tem is the serpent. Or like that way. So therefore, we always have inner enemy when you rise attachment, or hatred, or jealousy, etc., delusions, whenever you come strongly, or then we have always like, we are like serpent, use like, they use us, like that way. So whatever, every time when all powerful desire comes, we will say, obey, yes, sir. Powerful hatred comes, what do you ever say? And then say, yes, sir. To say bad things to others, to hit somebody, or attack to somebody, or they are bad, etc. Whatever our hatred say, we always follow them. Right? So that is the tension term. The term is a serpent who is the exactly following order of the boss. Okay, like that way, tadakita tension chairs. This way you have to thinking that these mental delusions have to always watching. Rather than watching outside, watching one's own mental delusions, how they control oneself, how they put oneself great misery, suffering, disaster.
首先还是引吉田菩萨在《入菩萨行精进品》第28章所讲的内容，这里面主要讲的内容是说，这些憎恨、执着等等这些妄念呢。 它其实是我们内在最大的敌人。那么，即使这一些妄念，他们没有像我们一样有手脚， 他们也没有像我们一样有智慧，有其他的种种的这些特质啊，但是呢，他们却是能够使我们变成他们的仆人。所以呢，只要我们有强烈的这种欲望，这个贪嗔痴各方面的这些欲望一升起来，那么我们就乖乖的变成他们的仆人了，变成他们的这个跟从者。所以呢，在这里我们要必须非常小心的看紧这一些内在的敌人，不要让他们升起，也不要让我们变成他们的仆人。
OK, so since this is important to we are spiritual beings who should be looking at one's own inner enemy, or recognizing where is the enemy. Enemy is not outside, enemy is inside. Inside egotistic view, from that, hatred, etc. All of these, and they are completely powered oneself. So therefore, this line, and I'm just a couple few lines, I want to still go back that the same verses continue. I want to talk a little bit. And the next verse says, Dāgī sēmlā nēshīn tu gāgūr tālā nēshēpā thēlāṅ mītū sēpā nē nēmī sēpā mēpā nēs. That means, Dāgī sēmlā nēshīn tu these enemies, ignorance, egotistic view, attachment, hatred, all these things, dāgī sēmlā nēshīn tu where they stationed in one's own mind, not outside, stay deep into one's own mind, dāgī sēmlā nēshīn tu gāgū tālā nēpācīs. What they action, what they do is always harmful to oneself. Gaguru say joyfully actually, or the somebody like enemy, like that way, these enemies like to all the time their function is it harmful to oneself. Yeah, so therefore all the time from birth to death, or even from beginninglessly up to now, these kind of mental delusions always remain in our mind, and wherever they go, also they will follow, in the potentials there with the mind. Our mind is a station of their stations. So therefore, that way, all the time, enemy. Ordinarily, we think enemy, somebody little bit harsh word, or somebody hit, or something little bit short time, and there's nothing much, but that also created one's own karma, one's own mental delusions. But these mental delusions are always harmful, or doing all the time, nipache. Nipa means harmful things to do. But we always welcome them, obey them, yes sir them, right? Saying yes sir. So therefore, doing that should be impatient. They are try to impatient means zepa, or patient means they are, or the you usually patience. Always what they say, yes sir, whatever hard difficult, whatever you have, we always patient. They are wrong patience. Or should be impatient, they are, but they impatient to other outside something happen, impatient. But inner this kind of enemy, you always be patient. That is a wrong patience practicing. So therefore here, telang midu svabani nemi svabani mebanes. Telang is even this all the time humble things, doing humble things, even to that also not getting angry, be patient. That is the naming of mabanness, naming bamas, or object of not patient, not it is right to be patient, but you are be patient. So therefore, wrong patient, so there's a mabanness, it is a downgrading. Down, or it is the place to downgrading. It is not the place worth, it is a downgrading. The wrong things we have impatient. Right situation, some other people when you do say something or they have a the object of compassion and love and the patient, to there never do patience, instead patience, impatient. Even a small words, you are stupid. If you say, it doesn't make stupid. But we think this is very bad, so therefore impatient. Yeah? Okay, that is the telling me to serve and name serve mabanes. That is verse 29 says like that way.
So you know, we 在做这个修行的，或者说我们在做这些练习的人呢，那么应该啊。要紧紧地看着这些内在的敌人，我们要去找出他们到底是来自于何处，那么他们到底是怎么样控制我们的。所以接下来在底下这个二十九颂这里面又讲到，那么这些这个敌人呢、啊，这些内在的敌人，他事实上他是住在我们的心里面，住在我们的心中，那么他时时刻刻所做的呢，都是在伤害我们，或者是让我们受到伤害。从生到死，不论我们是走到哪里，他们都紧紧地跟着我们啊，时时刻刻地在伤害我们。尽管是这样子的一种情况，但是呢，我们在日常生活里面却是非常的服从他们。所以这里面就讲到这个安忍的这个意思啊。那么在格西在这里强调，就是说我们平常在练习安忍呢、啊，其实在这一方面都练习错了。怎么说呢？就是说我们对于那些外在的事物啊，非常的不耐烦。这些事物呢，有的时候事实上对我们来讲是一点都没有伤害，但是我们却非常的不耐烦。比如说人家讲我们，批评我们或怎么样，这些对我们一点作用都没有，可是我们非常不耐烦。但是呢，我们却对于内在的这些时时刻刻在伤害我们的敌人呢、啊，却对他们非常的忍耐，却对他们非常的欢迎。那么这样子的一种态度啊，其实是错的，它只有使我们这个往下走。那么所以呢，所以我们讲到这个安忍呢、啊，那么其实应该正好把它颠倒过来，要对于这一些内在的敌人。对于内在的这些贪嗔痴无明呢，要表现出非常不耐烦的这个心态，要赶快把他们赶走。而至于对外在那些，那则是另外的一方面的这个练习。所以这个是接下来讲到第二十九颂里面一个重点。
So then, also next verse 30, saying, and then for example.Earlier we have these inner enemies are always the harmful things done to oneself. What kind of harm they will do to us? Is it this next verse, Kata Hadang Hamina Tamje Dagi Dar Lang Jang Teda Gejang Narme Bamenang Teaching Jugminus Then, two verses. You know, top G, that in the Kangdan Tanner, Rajang, Tower Yang Miluva, Tata Kijing Yelan Doros. Or that means, even ordinary, outside, we think a harmful enemy, great, something like that, or thinking that way, even Khadevs, if all gods, Tami Ladang is the God. Tami means non-God, is the human. So everybody in the world, everybody comes to one's own saying, we are enemy of you. Tamja Dagi Dana Langjang, even they come to with the weapons or many way to as if appears as enemy. What can they do? They can't do Tamja Dagi Dalangyang Tedagi Yang Nara Menang Chijun Jung Minim. Even those how much they are do harm to done to oneself, they cannot do put you in hell. Narameba means Nichi hell or worst kind of hell beings to born there. That kind of punishment they cannot do. They may hurt you for physically, for temporarily somewhere, giving some pain or suffering or something. Worst thing is maybe they will kill you. That is a killing, or it is not too great. After killing, they can't do anything more than that. Even everybody comes to you, your mind is not disturbed, and then physically destroy doesn't mean physical to dying or destruction. Is it any time we have to have? Once your samsaric life physically destroyed, when you call it dead, die, nobody without dying, nobody lives. When you die, you have some kind of condition. Somebody killed, or element killing you, or sometimes food you kill you, sometimes you are or disease, or sickness, or even whatever you they kill you. But is the when you die, saying nicely say, well, die, something. But it is oneself do not want to die, but somebody, something will have this kind of disease or sickness or something killed. So that is a nature, samsaric nature. That is not serious. So all gods, all humans, everybody as used as enemy, saying that if you are be little patient toward them, or rise compassion toward them, sympathy toward them, mentally not disturbed at all, they can't do anything. They cannot put you in hell or anywhere. Okay? But this inner enemy, not like that. Yeah? This inner enemy, hatred, or jealousy, etc., or any kind of attachment to self and hatred to others, jealousy, etc., they create a huge negative karma which brings to a worst kind of hell, Nichi hell, that means Narameba means. That will be one, or this inner enemy will do that. Nyamong Topchi Tadinis, powerful this enemy, which is in mental delusions. What they do, Dini Kangdang Tana Riraja Tawayan Miluva Teta Kajinilan Doros. That means this enemy will throw you into worse than Nichi hell fire. Where the fire, how is that strength, power? Of course, you may not believe sometimes. And anyway, Buddha's teaching, Nichi hell, or that hot hell, worst kind of hot hell, that fire is the karmic fire. That fire has the power to Kangdang Tena Rebjang, Tawaryang Mulupa, that has the power to even Mount Sumari or a king or mountain also immediately put on any fire, and even not left even ashes, completely destruction, or that kind of power you have. Or this inner enemy will put you right there. That is how strong. So therefore, if we doing impatient or patience or impatience, whom you do patience, who you do not patience, should be understood. Okay.
那么这些所谓内在的这些敌人呢、啊，他时时刻刻对我们造成伤害。那么这他们到底做哪一些伤害我们的事呢？啊，这里格西就讲到，就是说在下面那一颂里面继续的在阐明这个道理啊，就是说即使啊所有的这些天人、修罗以及人道的众生，他们全部啊集合在我们的面前，然后宣称他们是我们的敌人。那么即使是这样子的话，他们啊顶多也只能够伤害我们的肢体，只能够甚至杀死我们啊，让我们死亡。那么这种死亡呢，其实啊它是一种非常自然的现象，因为我们在日常生活里面可能会因为很多因素，比如说食物或者是疾病等等这些因素啊，而这个造成我们死亡的一个结果，所以这是一个非常自然的一个现象。所以即使他们宣称是我们的敌人，他们也顶多让我们受这样子的一些小痛苦。那么但是另外一方面呢，他们却是没有办法把我们或者说让我们掉入到地狱里面去受苦。反过来讲，这一些内在的这些敌人，这些常住在我们心中的这一些我们自己的内在敌人，也就是贪嗔痴这些无明的妄念，那么他们呢反而是会让我们去这个造很多不好的恶因，而这些恶因呢会让我们遭受到非常大的痛苦，甚至更严重的能够让我们直接的立刻掉入到这个无间地狱去，受到这种所谓熊熊的大火去这个煎熬。那么这种大火的它的这个力量，它是所谓的业火，它的力量是非常的大。所以呢我们就可以知道，那么这一些内在的敌人呢，它是真正的对我们造成伤害的。所以这个时候我们就要特别的去分辨清楚，我们到底是要对哪一些对象安忍，而我们又要对哪一些对象要不耐烦。
So therefore, and thinking that way, so this inner enemy on and to always spiritual practitioner meditating, concentrating, attack as much to one's own inner those enemy, because these enemies harming to oneself, what kind of measurement of harming, even worst kind of misery will bring. And this is also not short time, like ordinary enemy or something, maybe or one lifetime or even short time or even one day or something, or short time did something bad things, and then to you think seriously then my most enemy, you getting very angry, but that is short. But this inner enemy, egotistic view created attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc., that created karma, and that's a long time, almost from the beginning, lately. All the time, continuously, until we completely get rid of this, that means emancipation, complete nirvana. Until you achieve that, this will bother you, hurt you, harm you all the time. There is no stopping. So therefore, next verse also says, Dagi nyomong daokang, thuring tonda mebata, dashin kunji tetebu yung tuba mayinu. Okay? That means, Dagi nyomong daokang, da means enemy, my enemy, who is these mental delusions, these enemies, They are teasing so long. How long? Tonda meba, beginninglessly. Ta meba is almost endless. Of course, not completely endless. You sometimes, if you do produce nirvana, emancipation, Buddhahood, if you do, then is that an end. But under that, there's no end. So almost no end. Beginning, no beginning, no end, almost like that. Or then this is, during Tonda Mebadars. Like that kind of the injury, harming, and all this kind of thing, who can do outside enemy? There is no way, no one will do us that. During Tonda Mebadars, Dashe Kunjang Tedebu, Yurung Tuba Mayinus, even anybody who is outside, even try to long time hurt you, even they themselves will not remain able to. They have to die. They are not permanent. They themselves also destroy it. So therefore, Dashe Kunji Tedbu, Yurung Tuba Mayinus, or the Yurung long lasting, and then this kind of continued injury, harming is there. There's no other way. Okay, so therefore, these are the certain object of meditation which can be impatient to the one's own mental delusions. That is the meditation main object. Okay, all right.
所以从以上我们所做的分析啊，那我们在日常生活里面做练习的时候，或者一个修行者我们要做的事情呢，就是经常的要对这一些内在的敌人去做观修，去观修他们究竟对我们会造成什么样的伤害。好，那么我们会发现呢，这些内在的敌人呢，这些贪嗔痴等等无明呢，那么他们从事实上是从无始劫以来啊，这个那么就开始啊对我们造成这个伤害。所以那么这样子的一种伤害呢，让我们造了很多的恶因，产生很多的这个不好的结果，我们在这个其中受苦。所以这个是过去以来啊我们一直在承受的。那么也只有啊当我们真正的能够获得成就，能够获得就近的解脱，我们才有可能把他们完全的摆脱，或者不让他们再继续的对我们造成伤害。因此在下一颂里面，在三十一颂里面所讲的就是这个意思。他就讲，他说我们这些内在的敌人呢、啊，自无始劫以来啊，那么无止境的在伤害我们，用各种的方式在伤害我们。而这些伤害呢，它所造成的结果是平常我们所认为的这些外在的敌人，他们不管用什么样的方法啊，费尽心思都没有办法达到的一个结果。所以在这样子的情况之下，那么我们应该要非常用心、非常细心的去观修，到底这一些内在的敌人他们是怎么样的来伤害我们的。因此这一个所谓经常的去观修这些内在的敌人呢，才是我们在日常生活里面要做练习的一个主要的重点跟对象。
OK, so that's reverting back to the now where we stopped last night. We will go to the page 120, 131 and verse 72, yeah. Okay.
所以刚才我们是先复习一下前面所提到的一些重点，那么现在我们开始了继续昨天没有讲完的这部分，请各位翻到第七十二颂。
Okay, this is the same the kind of the four powers, and after that, Tempatang 시신이 제바 냠슬롱아 수르차와 미스데 어 by mindfulness and introspection through those then jepa mis conduct behave in or strongly then through chawa mis spontaneously you should be practice that is the that has five or things one is payoba mis conscientiousness and then tambatan shishin through langwa that is the second one, we have the mindfulness, then introspection, or and the power of those. And then, means not open any kind of the opportunity to or any kind of negative wrong things to or to do by mindfulness and introspection, using those and try to not allow to. On any kind of faulty things, negative things. And then, if faulty things, negative things, delusion or negative karmas, if you come, especially mind, negative mind, or if comes, then must have to immediately try to turn away. That is the this one talking about. Nyeba chungwa temata dokpar chawas. Nyeba chungwa means any kind of fault, negative atna or delusions one comes immediately right away to or get rid of, because that is a dangerous thing. So therefore, saying that is this verse 27. Tewe pang tu du wong na chidara rinpa ra tangwa tara tishi nyi tang nyom wong na nyudu tetaan dokpa ra ches. Oda. Oda. That means tewe pang tu tewe means therefore these are delusions, negative things are so dangerous to oneself. So therefore example, for example, bang to do on us, do means this, or any kind of the poisonous snake comes to your lab. You don't let them to walking around there, immediately get up and try to get away from that, right? That is usually do, people doing, or the bang to means on the lab, some kind of poisonous snake comes, or there's no way to waiting, just immediately try to get rid of, right? Bang to do, chida ring bar dangwa tar, dangwa means rising up, get up, and escape from that, right? Or like that way, tishi nyi dang nyom wong na, nyu tu te dang dok bar chas. Or the, like that way, or then, any kind of the negative, faulty things, even like kind of dullness, like sleeping, or nyomle, nyom is a kind of, or and some kind of very laziness and doing negative, or leading toward to the or wrong things to do. So these things coming, when you soon you recognize right away, getting up and get rid of. Because usually when you sleep, you want to very, very alert time, needing to alert, and then sleep comes right away, try to remove that, like those kind of things. Similar, any kind of faulty mental nature or physical, and immediately to turn away. Okay, and also, that's one. Okay.
那昨天我们开始的时候讲到这个四力啊，那四力以后呢，接下来我们讲的这个所谓五种态度，怎么样的能够来让自己精进？我们讲到第一种是要非常谨慎小心的，来用心；第二种是这个要时时刻刻的去反省啊，很专心的 来提醒自己。那么第三种呢，是说不要给这些妄念呢有任何的可乘之机。那么今天开始讲的第四种啊，就是说当这些负面的这一些行为或者是思想一旦升起的时候，我们要立刻的把它停止，不能够让它继续的发展下去。那在这一颂里面，七十二颂里面就举了一个例子，就是这样子的一种心情啊，就好像是这个毒蛇啊，它爬到我们的怀中。那么在这样子的一种状态之下，我们应该做什么呢？我们应该立即的逃避，或者是说把它赶走，而不要让它有任何的机会可以继续的在我们的怀里面。所以同样的道理啊，因为这个妄念，这一些贪嗔痴等等这些负面的思想跟行为啊，那么它对于我们而言是非常危险的，前面我们都讲过了，对我们造成很大的一个伤害。所以当这一些妄念发生的时候，也就是说当任何的不善行或者不善念是一生起来了，那么我们就应该要立刻的这个把他们赶走。比如说我们在这个做观修的时候，那么我们开始有昏沉，有这种其他的这些打瞌睡等等这些现象，我们应该立刻的提醒自己，让自己把这个精神振作起来。所以这个是在这一颂里面所说的，要这个立即的把这些负面的或者不好的这些行为思想让它停止。
OK, so therefore with a great effort to any kind of the negative or thingsdoing or done or about even doing, or immediately try to recognize that and then try to stop. That means we have always hatred, attachment, jealousy, and out of that something doing bodily, something doing saying words, and all kind of other three doors, and from three doors,and then doing anything, one have to watch them, and about to or doing all those things, and try to great effort taking. Even great effort, even you use, but still, still, nyabajuna means they still, if they, certain things happen,to negative things, and what to do is nyeba chungwa reshin da la mene jine ja da la chi di minjungwa tetra chashi yurin sams. That means next verse says when every time when some kind of faulty things you are doing and recognize that way, then Dala manas, each of those faulty things, evil things, negative things, when you mentally thinking or physically doing or verbally doing, whatever you do, those things, when you're done, you created a bad karma. So therefore, Dala manas, or Dala manas, downgrading oneself, you are doing bad thing. You shouldn't do this kind of thinking.One step to downgrading, or then, or dala mene, ne, jine jang dala chin di min jung wa te da cha shi yurin sams, and then thinking that way, I must, or jine jang definitely, from now on I will not again, should not have like this.I'll try to do this or that one, thinking again and again to push oneself not doing again this in the future. Or every time when you happen something, you first downgrade and then saying like that. What is the something big thing happen here? Maybe something don't like there. Okay.
好，所以呢，接着从上面讲的，接下来讲，就是说我们在这个日常生活里面，在身口意这个三个方面，那么如果有这个受到贪嗔痴的这个三种所谓三毒的这个影响，而有任何的这个不好的思想跟行为要开始发生的时候呢，那我们要立刻的认清楚，找到他们，同时呢立刻的要制止他们。那么这个是在第七十三颂里面所讲的这个重点。这里面讲的就是说，假设我们有在这个所谓身口意三门呢，有任何的不善行发生了，我们已经做了，那么这个时候第一立刻要做的是要自责啊，自己要责备自己，为什么要让这样子的不善行呢，那这个发生。那么同时呢，更进一步的要下定决心呢，提醒自己，就是从现在开始啊，我们不要再继续的去犯同样的错误啊。那么这个是在第七十三颂里面所强调的重点。
Okay, so that is the when something faulty things, negative things, when you are doing and happens, and then immediately turn, get rid of. That is the done those things too. Now, next one is the fifth one, Rigbelel and Baba, Babala Chawa, means to, or always to,take effort to repair means action which is the right things to do. Negative things, whatever happen, immediately try to turn away, and then, always try to do on the, or act things which are to, or, to be done, or right things to do. So this is the,Rigbelel and Babas. Baba means to take effort. That is the verse 74. Chidra Nagam Didala, Tambakomba Ni Jurushe, Yundi Yin Tabam, Rigbelel and Dabra Chas. Or that is the means. Chidra Nagam Didala.Negab means the situation, or that means the when you try to not getting any kind of negative evil things not happen to oneself, or try to stop like this, or those time, temba gomba ni to churus, that means the.So therefore, Temba Gomba is always one step to always concentrating or thinking or to keep the mindfulness all the time, mindfulness, or the whether you doing or not, right or wrong, those kind of the numberpowerful mindfulness. Oh yeah. Thinking that way, Temba Gomba Nyi Juru Shis, mindfulness should be, but the mindfulness, correct mindfulness, we earlier talking mindful and then introspection, etc., those are the main antidote to,or main weapon to chase away negative things. So therefore, that cause is the many way to produce, or like the teachings, or meeting the Geveshi, spiritual teacher, etc., to get right, right things to understand, right things to do.Or that is the taba, yundi yin tabam, rebellion and double charge. Or that is the taba, means the meeting the spiritual teacher, right the guru or right teacher or lesson teacher or starting learning the teachings and try to get right understanding or right things to do, follow. Well, that is the tabaam, rigpa and double chas. Even you get meet the right spiritual teacher, or if you don't get even you following then certain kind of starting learning then whatever right or those kind of activity which is right things to do, try to always to do like that way, rebel and double chas. Okay, that is the this one. Okay.
那么前面已经介绍过了四种，这个所谓让自己精进的态度啊。那么第五种态度呢是，就是我们要努力去做应该要做的事情，应该要做的练习。这里面是在第七十四颂里面就讲到，就是说，那么，除了前面已经提到的那几种态度之外啊，那么更重要的是说，我们在时时刻刻在日常生活里面，那么都要这个保持着一种很积极很努力的这样子的一个态度。那么与其去让这个不正念或者说不正行不善行这些发生的话，我们不仅不能让他们发生，同时反而要用这个种种的修行的方法，比如说慈悲心空性智慧等等这一些这个法门呢、来对治他们，来这个努力的做这一些练习去对治这些不好的这个行为以及思想。那么所以呢，为了要达到这样子的一个目的，因此呢我们在日常生活里面就应该要多去听闻这个所谓的善法跟这个正法。那么另外呢要去寻访或者要去这个多接近善知识或是好的这个老师。那么只有从这一些善知识以及老师的这一方面，我们才能够得到正确的知识，也才能够了解什么是正确的修行的方法。那么这个是对我们来讲是这个非常重要的。
OK, so now that is the finishing, that is the we have earlier for this text has the first opposite the delusion or enthusiastic is the to rejecting the how to defeat the laziness, that is done. And the second one is the increasing to take effort the power of the diligent or enthusiastic. That has three things. Topewa means the power of strength of the strength or power increasing. And then Sambadang Shishin Yitoba Nyamsulangwa Thuruchawa means to or specially kind of taking or voluntarily taking the mindfulness and or introspection when you're using those spontaneously use those things. That is the second. And then the third one is Chepa Dubala Dhani Wangdu Chawa means the also any kind of these activities and accomplish in order to doing this Dhani Wangdu Chawa means oneself one completely power over that able to confidence or completely under and then oneself and one's own power able to do that kind of then you want to shower means like that way. That is the now coming. Then you want to shower. Or that has the two divisions. Lusim Shindu Changba Gewala Tangwa Yangwar Chawa means first the mind and introspection. To 신도 장바 무슨 신도 장바 무슨 이제 to complete it, how to say so familiar, so customed, and then by mindful and the introspection very sharp, powerful, right away able to all those things to trained fully. So Shindu Changba, that by doing that, Gawala, Dangwa Yangwa Chawa, Miss. Or then, Dangwa Yangwa Chawa, Miss, to easy to, or then, to do, put in a virtuous action. Yeah? Or, because you have already trained and to become accustomed so much expertise to, with that mindfulness, or shishin or introspection, by that way, to anything or meritorious, or virtuous, or wholesome things, in order to do easily, to tangwa yangwa chawa, or somebody who is easy to get up, easy to sit down, not like me. Okay, that is the, or to the doing the virtuous things, usually we have to virtuous, wholesome things, so hard, like I'm getting up, like difficulties. Negative things, when you're doing this, easy to do all the time, spontaneously, you already learned, you do custom, you have no need to effort. Virtuous things, you have so much hard to. Now, opposite way, by mindfulness, introspection, by through those things, now easy to do and powering to do, or easy. So that is the should be doing. Those are the true practice. Just the, without practice, it will not come. Right? Okay. So that is the this verse 75. Jine leji ngoro ne tamje la ne tuyeba. Tetra pagyu tam tende deni tangwa yangwa cha. Okay? Did you hear? Oh, okay. Alright. Well, that is the. Jine leji ngoro ne misi in it. Or must be ne. Before you doing any kind of activity, all these the meritorious virtuous action, whatever you do to those action to them, one step have the ability, and the power, strength of the diligent or enthusiastic. You already try to have those things. Otherwise, difficult, right? To yoga. That is the enthusiastic, special kind of the positive attitude with the spontaneous way. Okay, so that is the that is Pagyu Tam Tenem. Tam is the teaching of the us, or the teaching of the conscientiousness, teaching of the, that is the mainly to Tam Temperature, to thinking those things. And then you Tangwa Yangwa, the Hindu Tawa Jupal Chaos. What that means is the main thing is the one step power able to do. Joyful to doing those things, and the tangwa yangwa is easy, or comes, or that way. So whatever you do, meritorious virtue, whatever you practice, that kind of things, you have to, first practice more, and finally to spontaneous kind of, or able to do. That is the tangwa yangwa means like that way. Easy to rising up, easy to get up, like young boy or young child, easy to get up, easy to fall down. Anyway, that is the, okay. or like that where merit is virtues, demerit is or non-virtues, and right now opposite way, so now reverse to this way, okay? Okay, that is the following this word. 等于等我养我的茶。
所以我们从前面这一部分所谈到的，那么主要的重点是说，要那个要用一个比较积极的这个心呢、啊，来培养这个精进的这样子的心念跟态度。那么在这个前面这部分里面，基本上分为三部分。第一部分是谈到这个所谓四种力量，那么第二部分是谈到昨天讲的这个五种啊这个积极的态度，那么接下来要谈到这个第三部分呢，是有关于这种一种很有自信或者说能够很轻而易举的去做这一些练习。那么因此在这个七十五颂里面主要就是在谈这个，就是怎么样能够让自己啊在日常生活里面很轻松的很自然的去做这些这个所谓善业的这些练习。这里面讲到就是说，我们在这个日常生活里面，其实我们对于那些不善的行呢、啊、或者说不善业的这一些事物啊，我们反而是非常轻松的非常轻而易举的就去不断的重复，不断的去这个去做。那么这样子的一种态度或这样子的一种行为过程，它当然会给我们这个带来非常不好的结果。所以现在呢是应该要把这样子的一种这个方式啊，要去把它颠倒改变过来。也就是讲说，我们要透过持续的练习啊，要透过知道正确的方法还有正确的观念等等这个基础之上，那么透过持续的练习，让我们在日常生活里面能够很自然的去练习这些善行。因此这个是在七十五颂里面那么所谈到的一个主要的重点。
So therefore when you all of these wholesome things, when you do spiritual goal, spiritual achieving to the, in order to achieve goal, to do or practice, the practice is not easy, but once you have practice, it is, and then result comes spontaneous and easy to come. Or like even ordinary sense, physical, those kind of, or even player or certain kind of, or people, even their body, and so much training, so much practice, and then finally they so light or able to go balance, even or space on the wire, they can walk back and forth without falling. And also, if we do without the training, one step is enough, then you fall down. All these are easy to go, or go up and down and or back like that way. All the, these are the like, after the result of training. Same way, mental training like that. Or for example, arahants, bodhisattvas, and these great beings. Or for example, arahants, etc., some in realizing impermanent, etc., everything impermanent. Everywhere when you look, every moment to changing occur, outside, inside, everywhere, movement by movement, directly realize spontaneously without needing to, at the time, meditation. It comes naturally to see. So that kind of things, all you have. Or bodhisattva, those who love and compassion, how much you have out there, or spontaneously, whether you are pleasant beings or unpleasant beings, or whatever you see there in the world, and even those who are the hatred, jealousy, doing all crazy things, toward to them also much more compassion, love, and kindness. So spontaneously, wherever you look, are full of object of compassion, object of love, etc. So those things, when you trained properly and spontaneously when they come, they are easy. Or under that, not easy. Okay, so therefore, spiritual teachings explaining many, many things, one should not think those things easy, but they are, if you do properly and trained, they are possible. So thinking that way to, or try to always to, or doing those things. Okay.
那么整体来讲就是说，所有的这些练习啊，它其实都不是很容易的。我们在日常生活里面要做任何的一种练习都不是很容易，但是呢，如果我们持之以恒，能够持续的去练习的话，那么逐渐的，它对我们而言就会变得非常的容易，我们就能够在一个很自然轻松的这个心态之下、状态之下来把它这个发挥出来，把它施展出来。那么这就好像是有一些，比如说肢体动作，有的人他倒着走路，那么他当他练习了很多次以后，他能够很自在的这个倒着行走，很快的速度，或者是说用各种的方式。但是对我们这些从来没有去练习的人而言的话，也许我们这个试着倒着走路啊，第一步就摔倒了也不一定。那么因此呢，这个就说我们要靠着持续不断的练习啊，那么才能够达到这个所谓自然轻松的一种态度。那么举例子来讲，比如说像阿罗汉们，他们因为对于这个无常啊，做了非常用心的，或者说非常努力的一个练习，同时都已经证悟了这样子的一个无常。那么因此当他们面对任何的这个情况、任何的状态，他们都能够了解这一些状态、这些情况是时时刻刻是在变化的。那么又譬如说所有的这些菩萨们，他们都已经对于这个爱心、对于慈悲心等等这些有了非常这个好的、非常深刻的一种掌握。因此呢，不论他们的对象是什么样的人，不论这些对象用什么样的态度来面对他们，那么他们都能够很自然的用这个爱心、用这个慈悲心去面对这些对象。所以整体而言的话，那么我们说所有的修行方法它都不容易，但是只要我们持续的去练习，最后我们都能够很轻松自在娴熟的去这个了解他们、去运用他们。
Okay, so therefore, this whole chapter about the enthusiastic or diligent. Diligent is any meritorious virtues, wholesome area, whatever you do, toward to that special kind of joy and strength to build on all kind of tireless attitude to joyful, continue, or that kind of things is the nature. So therefore, Nishantadeva also example, analogy, like, for example, outside an analogy showing here, verse 76 says, Chidalung ni dhowatang, onwe shingba, ne wangjirwa, kishin dhowa wangjir te tedana ni dhubarjirus. What that means, for example, Chidalung ni dhowatang, for example, the name, Shingba means, I think, like cotton, very, very light cotton or something. Chidalung ni dhowatang, Shingba wangjirwa means, or by wind, going and coming, whatever you wind, or that then when the powers completely powers and like cotton, yeah, not big thick cotton, but something flying everywhere, wherever wind goes in the that direction, or some wind blow this way, cotton goes this way, this one this way, or that kind of easy to up and down, whatever the whole then by wind powering to the all the shingba or the cotton things like that way. Or then once on the like wind, that means the powering then like wind is the thought mind with a joy, enthusiastic joy to do those, that is the power. If you that kind of strength, the power, then that power will body action, speech action, or whatever you properly, whatever you do, or completely power, wang yuwa, right? Wang yuwa means powering to the body action, speech action, by this mental enthusiastic thing. So therefore, body and speech action, usually this body action, it doesn't have itself, or you have the power by mind. Sometimes this action is the become wholesome. Sometimes this action may become evil. Or that doesn't have in itself. It doesn't have evil and wholesome, but mentally, it show to special kind of honor, respect, or something special virtues, thought. And the powering to body to doing like this, then it will become action itself. Body action is also virtues. Verbally saying wonderful name or something, that also name or Buddha or Avalokiteshvara or whatever, that also becomes sacred word, wholesome. Or that is created by mentally. So therefore, like that way. Yeah? So therefore, body and speech, mind, action, powered by mental, special kind of enthusiastic, gewala towas. Enthusiastic, nature of enthusiastic is the zhonggang gela towao, sedation that there was a zunju. Zunju means diligent. What is the diligent means? Gewala towa. So joy for any kind of activity of the virtues. Okay? In the opposite way, mind is evil, and this can be, movement can be evil. I always say, sometimes, maybe wasted or something, or you say you want to, or bad attention, in order to show somebody bad, with a bad attention, or you go to hell, or something like that. If you do like this doesn't have, it itself doesn't have, but attention, you want to indicate and others understand, get angry. Like that way, you do like this, is the negative action. If you do positive way, you do like this, it's positive action. But it is as a, like tree, sometimes go up, sometimes do, doesn't matter, okay? The behind, the mental attitude is most important. Okay? All right. That is the so therefore mental and the power, if you build spontaneous way, and then it will turn all the body action, speech action, mental action will be a positive way. If you do this spontaneous ones, if you power strength, if you get then all the objective goal, emancipation, enlightenment, or whatever positive, all things will quickly and obtain. Okay? They don't need double rules. Okay.
所以总结来讲的话，这一个这一章啊，这个精进品这一章里面， 那么他谈到了，就是如果我们不精进会有什么样的坏处，那么以及如果我们精进的话，那么会有什么给我们带来什么样的这个结果，好的结果，那么还有就是说如何能够让自己这个不断的去精进。所以在最后一颂里面呢，那就做一个总结啊，用一个例子，或是用一个比喻来做这一章的这个总结。在这里，吉天菩萨举了这个这个棉絮啊，那么在风里面飘摇啊，它只要风一受到风，只要风一有动作的话，那么这个棉絮它就跟着这个飘动飘荡，也这个飞来飞去的。用这样子的一个比喻啊，那么来形容什么？形容就是说，我们要把自己的这个心呢，那么要这个让它变成一种所谓的这个所谓快乐的一种这个心，这个所谓的喜悦的，那么这样用这样子的一种快乐喜悦的这个心去练习这个精进，那么只用这样子的一种态度呢，它就好像风一样，就变成一种动力。那么透过这样子的一个动力，让我们在身口意三方面或者三门呢，去做种种的这种善行的这个练习。那么只有透过这样子的一个练习的过程啊，也就是说透过这样的一种喜悦快乐的一种这个心力去练习种种的精进的这些善行的话，那么它自然而然的就会在我们的身口意三方面表现出来的，就是这些这个善的念头、善的言语以及善的行动。那么这样子的话，如果我们能够透过持续的练习，让刚才讲的这一种结果变成是一个非常自然的、非常轻而易举的一个结果、一个过程的话，那么我们自然而然的就能够向着这个所谓学佛的目标啊去迈进，而且去达成。那么这个目标是什么？是我们得到一个究竟的解脱。所以这个是这一品啊精进品主要的讲授的一个内容。
Okay, so now that is the whole chapter of enthusiastic finished. Now we can have party. Okay, not yet, right? Okay. Oh yeah. Then after the developing religion, or strong religion, then you can have the practice of the samadhi or meditational and practice. There is the Bodhisattva. This is the Shantideva experience first, the beginning of Bodhicitta itself, with the benefits, many benefits, how to develop, what are the cause and the ritual, and everything explained. After Bodhicitta rise, then Bodhisattva vow taken. Vow contains many Bodhisattva's deeds, especially some of the key strong deeds are six paramitas, practice of the Hila, morality, from there, and then practice of charity, etc., patience, all the up to this religion. And then all of these explained. And then the main goal is the finally this method practice, and finally to develop the special kind of wisdom, high wisdom. Wisdom which understand ultimate truth. Or that is the realization of shunyata, emptiness. That is the sixth chapter. It will be mainly sixth is the mainly this wisdom. In order to get high wisdom, direct realization of shunyata, or in order to do that, and you have to special kind of then mental stabilization. Mental stabilization, without the mental stabilization, you cannot get the right final realization, wisdom. All wisdom is there, not only understanding shunyata, but that understanding to develop through on with the samadhi, and then finally direct realization of shunyata, which has the power to remove each steps of the delusions from the root. So therefore, in order to do that, so then you have to develop first the mental stabilization, that is the this fifth chapter, this chapter. Okay.
那么在讲解完了精进品之后啊，我们现在进入到了这个禅定品。那么整体来讲的话，在《入菩萨行》这本书里面，那么吉天菩萨他把这个这本书啊做的一个整体的安排啊，也就讲说，我们希望成为菩萨，或者说从事菩萨行的修行的这些众生们呢、啊，那么当我们经过了种种的练习，或是比如说我们做了这个这个六度，那么做了布施、持戒等等这些一个阶段一个阶段的练习以后，那么到最后这个完成了这个精进的这一方面的这个准备，那么这个时候呢，我们就要准备要开始要得到一个所谓的特定的这个智慧。那么这个特定的这个所谓特别的智慧呢，就是我们所说的这个空性智慧。而为了要得到这样子的一个空性的智慧啊，首先呢，我们必须要使我们自己的心念维持在一个所谓比较稳定或者说恒定的一个状态。那么怎么样能够达到这样子的一个状态呢？那么这是要透过止观的这个阶段性的一个练习，而要能够进入到止观的这个阶段性的一个练习程序啊，那么首先呢就必须要具备有这个所谓禅定的这个能力。那因此这是吉天菩萨在精进品之后啊，接下来再进入的另外一个主题，也就是禅定这一章的讨论。
OK, so then thisAll this chapter then also on the chapter itself, three things. Samdaya Gombara Dhamma is advising to meditate or then mental stabilization, and then Shinyaji Mindusha Pangwa is one should beavoid or get rid of the opposite of the shamatha, and then the third one is how to practice the shamatha itself. Or that is the but the in this this has the also tumungdang beginning tumungdang tumungmen be shinaji du be samdel lupzu means way of training the mental stabilization. That has in tumung. Tumung is a common mental stabilization, how to training, common one. And the tumung mayimbam is uncommon one. The common one is the same as Hinayana or Sutra or Tantra, all of them requires some kind of common shamatha, vivasya training. or that is commonly taught. That is the common. First, that will explain. And then the second one is the uncommon one. So then, Bodhisattvas, special kind of Mayana. So Bodhisattvas, how to exchanging self and other and developing Bodhicitta, etc. Special Mayana mentality, specially to build. So therefore here, both this chapter, common, general, and uncommon, or special, both of them taught. Okay.
那在这一个这一篇里面啊，基本上分为三个部分。那么这个第一个部分呢是有关于这个这个修止的一个通论这一部分。那么第二部分呢是介绍或者说是分析，我们要避免做出和这个止啊止观的这个止啊相反的一些练习。第三个呢，第三部分是教导我们如何来修这个止观的这个止啊。那么这个是主要的一个三部分。那么在第一部分里面呢，又介绍分为两部分。第一部分呢是在介绍一些这个所谓修止的，不论是小乘大乘，那么都有一些共同的这个修行的方法，或者说一些基本的观念。那么第二部分呢是专门针对这个大乘的行者或者大乘的修行者，那么他所特有的一些修行的这个方法跟这个观念。
OK, so now and then, or the, among them then, to advise the one must practice meditation or mental stabilization on that, and has the two things. First, Shinya Dukkha Junze, Shinya Yimindu Chua Pongwa Dambam. Here is the common one, is or Shinya, is or Shamatha. Shamatha Dukkha Junze, is the reason for one should have Shamatha. So you have to the practice shamatha, complete shamatha. And then secondly, teaching is the Shinaji Mindusha Pangwar Dhamba, means the to advising to Pang, means abandoning the opposite of the shamatha, or those the that will teaching later come. So therefore these two things, first one is the reason for why one have to accomplish shamatha. That is the here says first verse. Kedara tundu ke nani yini tingin zin la sha semne nambara yengwe mi nyamung chewe ta na nes. Oda. That is the and this saying is tedara thus tundu jena means after producing the enthusiastic or diligence proper diligence after produce, then you should be yin tingin zin la sha, your mind to able to establish the samadhi, meditational technique, right? Samadhi, so mental stabilization. You should be mind to establish or put into the mental stabilization. Yini tingin zin la sha. Why? This tingin zin is the shamatha type of the meditation. Why this is the, semne nambara yengwemi nyamung chewe tana names. If you don't do this, the mind as you fix to able to wherever you want to fix the mind able to stay on that as you wish. That is the shamatha main thing. Otherwise, Similarly, number yangwa means mind is the always distracting. What do you want to not able to do? You just mind want to all the time wandering in distraction. Under the power of distraction, then that is the great dangerous. Or that is that will bring on earlier saying attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. All these kind of great things will happen. So therefore, if you are not develop the mental stabilization, if you are remaining under the power of the distraction, then you are like sitting in a white being who has been fanged, tossed. So you are sitting on the somebody's mouth on the tusk. Anytime on a crash, easy to crash like that way, you are fang of the ignorance, attachment, hatred, all of these, they are all sitting on that under the power of that anytime they will invade. So therefore, simni number yingwe mi, nyumung chiwe tana ne, chiwa, what? Tana ne means tongue is the shoulder or between the fangs. You are sitting in the fangs like that way. All the nyamongba delusions are like these fangs. Okay, so that is the reason. Therefore, you should be opposite. With the shamatha, you should be produced.
OK， 那么在第一颂里面呢，就首先来谈到，就是说为什么我们要来修这个禅定啊？那前面那一章呢，或者那一品，我们谈到就这个精进的种种的内容。那么也就是讲说，在升起这个精进心以后啊，那接下来呢，我们就要开始去思考。那么我们要怎么样的能够去练习禅定，也就是讲我们应该要去练习禅定。那么为什么要去练习禅定呢？因为主要是要让我们的心呢能够处于一种非常稳定的状态。如果我们的心不是在一个很稳定的状态，换句话说到处乱跑的话，那么呢我们就很容易受到这个所谓贪嗔痴这些妄念的影响，而种下这些不好的因。那么这样子的情况呢，就好像是我们坐在这个巨兽的这个两颊齿颊中间呢，那么随时都有可能呢被它吞噬，或者说被它这个咀嚼而受伤。所以呢，在这个第一品里面，就是要先开始来等于是劝勉我们。就是应该要去修这个禅定，让自己的心能够处于一个非常稳定的一种状态。
So therefore, the also verse, this is the half of the verse, second verse, lu dang sem ne em bai number yang wa min jung os.Naming means all kind of distractions coming is the how you avoid these and that is the Lu Dang Sem Emba is or Emba means isolation of the bodily and mentally bodily Lu Dunzi.Sem nam dogs, there's two things. Lu dunzi le emba. Sem nam dog, emba means isolation of the bodily. Dunzi means all kind of worldly, public activities on the player, all kind of those kind of activities. Dunzi emba means like that way. And you should be physically, if you try to develop full mental strength, the shamatha, then that is why a great meditator go to isolated oneself from public or somewhere cave or forest or some kind of or that area lu tunzi lu bodily, not able, not seeing so many things, not hearing so many things, smelling and taste, all these senses are control, power and senses. So therefore, quiet place, isolated place, that is why people take retreat. Anyway, joking, that kind of thing. There's a Lu Tunzi and Bath. And bodily stay in a way, that is not enough. That can be any animals, or some people can, some animals can stay like that. But the same, most important is the mind, also Namdog embalms. Same Namdog means mind is all kind of Namdog means the constructive thought, good and bad, and all kind of thought under the power of attachment, hatred, jealousy, etc. Based on that, all kind of rising the thought, also that is they have to put down, quiet down. So therefore, same Namdok embers, two isolations, mentally isolation, those various Namdok, physically isolation, those dunzi. So anyway, that is the Lutang Semne Embaye number one minjungo. These two lines, the second from the second verse. Lutang Semne Embaye, body and the mind, embam is isolated by isolation of the body and the mind, those two. And then number one minjungo, that will not rise in the strongly the distraction it will have. OK，
那么我们刚才第一颂里面已经先提到，就是我们要让自己的心呢处于一种稳定的状态。那么第二颂呢就接着讲，就是说那怎么样能够让自己的心处于一种稳定的状态。那么这里面就谈到，就是说我们要避免这个身跟心两方面受到这个世俗的事物的这些牵引而转向。那么所以呢最好的一个对治的方法就是处于一种这个这叫孤立，或者是说这个独立的这样子的一个状态。那这个是为什么我们有的时候要去闭关啊，那么就是说让自己的这个身体啊跟自己的这个心呢都不受到周遭的环境里面的这一些这些因素的这个牵引。那么所以呢这个在这一颂里面就谈到，就是说不仅仅是要让身体不受到影响，同时更重要的是要让这个心念呢也不受到周遭环境的这种这个牵引跟影响。那么这个是可以说谈到这个所谓身出离跟心出离这两方面的这个重要性。
Order that is the order that is the done then now the then avoiding and getting rid of the opposite of the shamatha. First reason one should develop the shamatha, that is the dharma. And then how to get shamatha? What are the some of the most opposite mindicha and negative and opposite? What are those? How to one get rid of those things? That is the Mindicha Pangwa, that has two things. Jiden Yudunzi Pangwa, Chinji Log Namdo Pangwa Os. means that is the first, how to get rid of the worldly, then these dunzi together, many many activities to avoiding that. And then second, in the number of various kind of thought, constructive thought, abandoning these two things, topics. The first one is the dunzi. And then, that is the, in order to get rid of that, is the, and jidala chakba junga songwa, techidrapongwa tsus, that says, first they to identify, the attachment. Jigdala chakba yu is chakba, is the attachment. That is the main thing. And once you have somewhere attachment in the world, and then that is difficult to to develop the all this shamatha. So therefore, first, jigdala chakpa yunga sunwa is identifying the cause of the attachment. Tichidrapongwa tsus, first, how to get rid of that. There's two things. First, then, saying, Lord, the verse, then, verse 3, chakpa chitang nye so la, sepe jigde mipung de. Or that is the chakpa chita nye so la sepe jigde mipung des. That is the first two lines saying avoiding dunzi, not able to avoiding dunzi. It's the chakpa means. That means the chakpa means attachment. Attachment, nang simjala chakpa means attachment to inner sentient beings, bodies, sentient beings, oneself, others, the kind of the inner beings, attachment. Chinyapata kutila chakpa means also outer side chakpa means wealth and respect, honor, etc., public and the wealth, etc., attachment, two things too. So therefore, if you have any of those powering attachment, then those under power of that attachment will not able to get rid of the jigde. Jigde is shimba mipung. Jigde means dunzi. Or jidem is outside, attachment to the worldly or activities, worldly beings, worldly situation. We always, usually, our mind goes outside all the time under the power of attachment, this and that. And so that is cannot avoid because under the power of that attachment. So therefore, they having realized that way, so should be try to eliminate those things. So therefore, chakpe chitang nye so la sepe jikde mipung de is first day. Chakpe chitang nye so la chakpe chitang nang simjian la chakpa chakpe chitang in inner sentient beings to attachment to the inner and out nyeso means nyepa wealth or respect, honor and all kind of all those things to attach. So chakpe chita nyeso la sepa or the sepa usually word same thing sepa and attachment the same thing anyway one inside one is outside attachment. So both of them, and when you under the power of those, if one's mind goes things, then you have no way of to avoiding dunzi. Or dunzi means jigdela chakpa. Jigdela shimba mipungs. Shimba means are some kind of attachment or strongly feeling of the worldly things. Okay, that is cannot avoid. So therefore, that is the Bodhisattva recognizing that way, try to avoid those things. Similar, we all should be doing that. Okay.
那么在前面先说明了，就是说我为什么我们要去这个练习啊，这个禅定。那么接下来就是在开始进入，就是说我们怎么样的去练习这个禅定，或者练习这个止啊，也就是讲说，我们接下来要谈的就是有哪一些事情呢，我们不应该去做。那么在这个第三颂里面，就是先要去认清楚这个让我们产生执着的这个因在哪里。那么然后后面呢会继续的讨论，当我们认出这些因了，那我们怎么样的去断除它啊，去断除它们。所以在第三颂里面就讲到，就是说在这个这个所谓执着的因呢，引起我们执着或造成我们执着的这些因呢，基本上有分为两部分。第一部分是我们内在的因，这个执着；第二部分是所谓的对外在的一种执着。那么这两类的这个执着啊，我们把它认清楚以后啊，那么我们就有办法去断除它们。为什么呢？因为如果我们不认清楚他们的话，那么我们在他们的影响之下，那么会产生种种的这一些不如法的这些行为。所以呢，在这一颂里面，就第一个先点出来，就是说，那么我们要把这种所谓贪亲爱利啊等等这一些这个世俗的这一些诱因呢，那么都要把它认清楚，这个是造成我们执着的一些主要的原因。
Okay, so therefore, so this the, and the saying is the, so how to avoid those, abandon those. So therefore, because that, and earlier reason, dita yong pong las, so therefore, this kind of the, Dita means this outside attachment, inside attachment. Chinangge sepa means these two, as mainly. These should be abandoned. And then Dita yongpong la kaban dita jabra cha. And then having abandoned those things, then kaban or the wise beings should be one edge one dita jabra cha. Or the jabra cha means should be practiced. One Ajunga so later will explaining as explained one should be or to practice.
所以呢，这些内在的以及外在的这些执着，那么都是应该要去断除的。作为一个修行这个菩萨道的修行者，那么我们应该要想办法去断除这一些内外的这些执着，所以这个是接下来我们要介绍的。
All right, okay. Now I think we have stopped there, and the time of lunch, right? Okay. All right, we will stop then.
今天早上就到这里，暂时停止。